Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, I'm commenting on the conviction of a man for harassing the socialist parliamentarian Dr. Stella Creasy. So Clifford Willoughby was found guilty, and he's been given his sentence at Westminster Magistrates Court. So I'm not sure the sentence is yet, actually. Maybe the sentence is coming later. But it refers to an incident which occurred over a year ago, 15th of July 2025, on the Tube. It was on the Victoria Line, going from Walthamstow Central to Finsbury Park. Now, the learned Dr. Creasy, she's a Labour MP for a constituency around there. Anyway, so he happened to see this politician, someone who's chosen to make herself a public figure in a public place, and he spoke to her on matters of public concern about her shortcomings as a Member of Parliament. And indeed, he filmed her and said how they're failing on knife crime. People are stabbed to death in huge numbers. She is part of the government. They're not doing anything about that. Indeed, the government is commissioning the crimes and indeed paying for the crimes, so particularly against kids. So Stella Creasy, she really is the Jimmy Savile of politics. She's an absolute evil ogress. So the Deputy Chief Magistrate Tan Ikram pronounced Mr. Willoughby to be guilty. He used threatening, abusive, or insulting words of behaviour with the intention of causing harassment, alarm, or distress. And so that was it. Now, he had a previous interaction with Stella Creasy. They had a Zoom meeting the previous year because he's a constituent of hers. Anyway, so he was making a complaint about somebody else who was in the constituency, and she said, well, I can't deal with that. I'm not going to tell you the particulars of somebody else's case. And then he made some very grave accusations about that. And he said that he'd been diagnosed as a psychopath. I don't know if that's true. Then the meeting ended. I mean, I'm not sure if she hung up. So she initiated eye contact with him on the train, which might seem like that. I want to speak. Is that an invitation? If you're mentally unstable, as Mr. Willoughby, so Willoughby is, perhaps he saw it as an invitation to speak. Anyway, so the politician claimed that he blocked her path so she couldn't leave the carriage. And then he raised concerns about the constituents and so on. So he was speaking very loudly, shouting, as some people were. And that, so she was worried about this. Okay. I stated very clearly this wasn't the appropriate conversation to be having. Right. So, but why not? Well, she thinks it is. Okay. So you've got to listen to people, whether you like it or not. You put yourself in the public eye, and that's it. So he didn't physically harm her in any way. He didn't touch anything like that. And that was it. So he just spoke to her loudly, and for that he's been found guilty of a crime. And people said this is harassment and so on. There's nothing to worry about. You know, you're on CCTV, there are loads of people around and all the rest. Apparently it wasn't even that late. Anyway, he said he was shocked by her reaction. I suppose because she was just so blasé, so indifferent to the needs of her constituent, when it's her duty to do what she can for this person and so on. And he was recording it for his safety. So he said he felt threatened by her. Okay. And he said he didn't block her, and that Dr. Creasy spoke to him first. So one person's word against another, you might think, well, that's 50-50, you're going to have to pronounce not guilty. I'm not sure if there's CCTV footage to address this. And I did sit in on a case, and the men were accused of doing something similar. They found not guilty, the magistrate saying, not disputing what so-and-so says, but there simply isn't enough evidence and so on. And so he had seen this footage. Okay. And apparently some of this was sound recorded. Willoughby saying, I don't care about your feelings don't matter to me. Okay. So close quotation. And I suppose that's true because, you know, it's the truth that matters and not somebody's emotions. Okay, she made her own position very clear. She said, I repeatedly asked him to stop. He didn't. He was abusive and aggressive. Okay, so, you know, you don't have to stop speaking to her. She's a public figure in a public place. You don't accept that. Get out of politics and so on. She was concerned for her safety. Right. So she really doesn't care about safety and a bit about knife crime. This is what she thinks is acceptable. You know, stabbing people to death, ripping people's limbs off whilst they're alive, causing them extreme agony, making people bleed to death, crushing people's skulls, injecting people's hearts with a deadly poison. This is to totally innocent people. People have never done anything wrong, okay? Inflicting hypoxia on people, which is, say, cutting them off from oxygen until the point of death. And that is done on a massive scale in the United Kingdom, something like 200,000 murders every single year perpetrated in this manner, in a manner that Dr. Creasy thinks is entirely permissible. By the way, she's a PhD. I'm not suggesting she's a medical woman. And she has the temerity to say that these murders, which are carried out with public money, are completely moral, and they're a matter of healthcare and so on. Wow, it really is sickening, her sadism. And her bloodlust is not satisfied. 200,000 murders is not enough for her. If it was 300,000, if it were 400,000, if it were 500,000, if it were 1,000,000, if it was every single girl and boy in the United Kingdom, she said that was A-OK, so long as the victim was in utero at the time. And there was a particular case when a woman murdered her child, and the child was beyond 24 weeks gestational age, was not severely disabled or anything like that, was a healthy child. And then the woman, she took some pills illegally. She lied about the child's gestational age. And then she took her dead fetus to the hospital next day. So even Stella says it's a dead fetus. Wait a second. If the fetus was dead, then the fetus must have been alive earlier on. So this woman had changed the fetus's status from dead, from alive to dead. That's called killing, isn't it? You can only be dead if you were once alive. And then obviously, Stella Creasy's hateful rhetoric, her advocacy for the mass murder of girls and boys is based on many very blatant lies. And that is that they're not alive and or they're not human. We're talking about human beings here. So surely this is the most morally urgent issue in the world. Nothing is more serious than that. That's the ultimate act of hatred. That's the ultimate act of child abuse, especially sexual violence, because obviously the violence is inextricably connected to the person's sexual behavior, that of a woman and a man. So these perpetrators are mothers, son as the fathers are guilty too. And that point is not underscored often enough. So she wants open season on kids. It really is sickening, who then tries to pose as some sort of a protectress of children and saying she opposes sexual violence. No, she doesn't. She perpetrates this, and she's got power of life and death over children. She's always chosen to use it for death. And indeed saying, oh, we have to view women as human. Who doesn't? I've never heard of a single person argue that women are not human and they should be right to control their own bodies. Completely agree. I mean, she doesn't. She doesn't like women being on page three, thinks they shouldn't be allowed to do that, or pornography or prostitution or whatever. Right, you might disapprove of this, but you shouldn't try and disallow it. She dislikes men controlling their own bodies by walking where they want, by looking at whoever they want in a public place. Wow. So she's a complete bigot and an oppressor. So she is a murderer. Why doesn't she not have her collar felt? Why is she not serving a life sentence for the murders she's committed against little kids? Because obviously words lead to action. And I know there are many other politicians that are guilty. She's the guiltiest of all. The others have some sort of flinch reaction, and they think there ought to be some sort of limitation, so on. And through criminology, you would know what's going on here is denial of victim, claiming the victim is not a human being at all, condemning the condemners, saying those who say, no, please, mercy, save the children, say, you're a misogynist, you're a bigot, you're a right-wing extremist, you're a religious nut, you're a Nazi, or things like that, or you don't do enough for their healthcare or their education later on, just changing the subject to something else. Appeal to higher motives, that this is about healthcare, when clearly crushing a skull is not healthcare, poisoning somebody is not healthcare, causing cardiac arrest is not healthcare, ripping somebody's limbs off is not healthcare, breaking someone's spine is not healthcare, is it? Would Stella like this done to her? And by the way, I don't condone what's done to her, that wouldn't be lawful. I don't encourage anyone to do what's done to Stella Creasy, but she deserves less sympathy than anyone else. She really is the most detestable person in British politics. She's an absolutely foul specimen. What a ghoul. What a monster. How does she sleep at night? She's obviously got no conscience, and you can see the cognitive dissonance going on there. Being oh so lovey-dovey and supposedly caring and trying to save people on the one hand, so she says, and yet incessantly advocating for mass murder at the same time, pretending there's some sort of massive difference between being a few centimetres down the birth canal. You know, if you're in this place, you're not a human. You're here, you are a human, which is preposterous. And so, you know, a child can be born, even at 22 weeks gestationally, and the doctors and nurses will try and save that child, and they sometimes succeed. But there could be a baby who's even beyond 40 weeks of gestational age, and the doctors in the same hospital could be murdering that child. And so the stage of development argument is inoperative, because the far more developed child is being murdered How about non-discrimination? She's saying it's okay, well, I mean, to murder children if they're disabled. We wouldn't do this to adults. All this sort of violence, we wouldn't perpetrate to adults. We shouldn't perpetrate to children. Would you like it to happen to you? Should it have happened to you? If you are in favor of abortion, fine, abort yourself. That really is a choice. You know, and I've read this abortionist propaganda. We cannot remove the fetus until all the fetal movement has stopped, it said. But wait a second. The fetuses are moving because they are alive. Dead people don't move, and they're moving independently. It's not the mother choosing to move the fetus. These girls and boys, and I'm using the abortionist euphemisms like fetus and embryo, because these fetuses, these girls and boys, they choose to move themselves. They move their hands, their head, their arms, their legs, their fingers, their toes, their lips even, their necks. They move that of their own free will because they're separate people from the mother. And so she's really basing this on a blatant fallacy. It doesn't withstand a second scrutiny, this. And obviously, society can't face up to the fact that, you know, about 70 million children are murdered every single day. So what would happen if we had, as we should, a law saying, you know, unless it's the only way to save the mother's life, murder is illegal. And that includes murder of little children. Right to life is the most sacrosanct one of all. And that's it. And if you commit this murder, you're going to get life in prison without possibility of parole. If you plead guilty, you might be 40 years, released in 20, something like that. But what would happen? I know what happened. 70 million children will be saved. How about that? Not bad. That could have been you. Say, oh, well, what about the world population? Well, people could be more careful about contraception. They could get sterilized. That doesn't harm a child. They could choose not to have sex sometimes. I'm not a sort of big advocate of abstinence, but that is a possibility. That really is a choice. It is not a choice for the victims. The victims never make that choice, do they? Pro-choice is a lie. Babies never choose to die.